I'm here in Lanuscat Library with Cathy, who runs it. Hi, Cathy. Welcome to Spotlight on Brittany.
Hi.
Could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, of course. Well, I'm a French-Canadian. I'm a mom of four. Youngest is three, oldest is 14. And I'm married with a French man from the north of France. And, well, we lived 2 years in the north of France, then we moved to Scotland for 8 years, and then back to Brittany for nearly 9 years now.
Okay, why did you come to Brittany?
Well, after 8 years, my husband lost his job in the UK, and it was kind of time we needed to move. We wanted to move for a while. Obviously, the weather in Scotland is not terrible. We really wanted to move from there, and it was like the opportunity that we just took. So we moved to Millionaire at first, and then we looked for houses to rent, and the first we found was in Lanuscat, so that's us.
Excellent. And when did you start at the library?
It was about 4 or 5 years ago. Cathy, who was there before me, she wanted to, you know, just stop and ask someone else to do it for her. So I jumped on the opportunity. And since I was already working at the mairie, it was kind of obvious. You know, it was a continuity of my work. So,
and can you tell us about any projects you've got coming up or currently?
Yeah, well, projects. I've started an English section of books. I've asked for people to make donations of English books so I could put some novels in there. Obviously, there is quite a lot of English-speaking people around here, so I thought it was a good thing for us to have some English books in here. And then I'm trying to do some bit of animation, because obviously there's not a lot going on in Lanuscat, so I thought we need to do something about that. So, for example, two Christmas ago, there was a theme going on in the village. It was the Nutcracker. If you've seen maybe the decorations, we've made decorations around the three villages, Lanuscat, Perrette, and Saint-Gelvin.
Okay.
And so I just, we did some crafts around Nutcracker with the kids. And also a storybook, you know, the Nutcracker. So that was an audiobook that I've put on. What else? I was looking to do like games afternoons or afternoon with games for the kids, but not only for the kids. I was trying really to reach at first the teenagers, but it's really difficult to reach them. So I was looking for funds to do that because we didn't have any games here. So I looked online and I found that scheme called Grandir en Milieu Rural, which is made by the MSA. And they can pay up to 80% of the bill if you give them like a good project for kids or for people in villages. So, well, I've put it on paper, I've sent it, and they approved my first project about like a year and a half ago, which is to buy a Nintendo Switch, some games for it, a new computer for our bénévole here at the library, and a couple of games, board games. And then from there, I did around Christmas, I did the first game afternoon, and it was a success. The library was full, actually too full. So
excellent.
I thought, oh, well, next time we need to do it somewhere else. So we did it at the Maison des Associations here in Lanuscat, but again, it was too small. We were really crowded. So I saw that there really was a need for more days like this or more afternoon. We are totally free. The mairie is paying for snacks and drinks, which is really great. So I was looking for more games because obviously I saw that there was younger kids that were coming and I didn't have anything for them. We needed like toys and maybe games for older people as well. So again, I checked online and actually the MSA opened another slot for that scheme. So I sent another project with more details about needing more games for younger kids. And they approved again. So we did buy quite a lot of board games and toys as well. It was about 2 months ago. And now, so I did yesterday, actually, which was the 16th of April, we did our first afternoon games with all those brand new board games, and the Nintendo Switch was there as well for the little geeks.
And how did it go?
It was brilliant, actually. It was in the Salle des Fêtes, and there was about 30 person that came up. It was great. We had a good time. Everybody was really excited, and they were all asking, when are you doing that again? So...
Great
yeah,
stuff.
It worked great.
And you mentioned the Mary donating money for snacks and things. Has Mary been very supportive of, of all your projects?
Really. It's really great because every time I have an idea, they really follow me into that and they never say no, really. Obviously, I have a good relation with my colleagues because I work there at the Mary. So every time I ask for something, they kind of, go on and just do it. So, for example, I saw that we're missing some... places to just have a coffee or a drink in the area. So I've put a coffee machine and tea, well, a kettle here now at the library. And we've put two metal tables and chairs outside for when it's sunny. Well, so now we have like four spaces for us for outside. And they just said, yeah, go on, take it. And it's great, you know, so... We'll actually have some exposition going on as well at the library very soon. So I needed fixation for these exposition. So they just bought it actually today. So we will receive that very soon. And then I contacted Photo Club of the AIKB. Actually, mm-hmm. They will probably come here and do an expo. So it's really, I mean, coming on and...
Fantastic.
I'm very happy.
You've got quite a hub going here, haven't you?
Yeah, really.
Brilliant. And so where can our listeners find out more about what you're doing?
Well, the only place you can find info is on the Facebook page, which is it's called Bibliothèque Municipale de Bon Repos sur Blavet.
Okay.
Good luck with that.
Maybe they could just search Bibliothèque
yes,
Lanisquet.
Of course, they will find us. And otherwise, they can come and ask me at the mairie in Lanisquet. I'm always there because I work at the post office there every morning except Wednesday. So you can come and see me and have a chat and I can talk to you about the library.
So you're in the post office?
Yeah, post office
Monday,
here.
Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday?
And Saturday, actually.
And Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay. So from 9 till...
9 till half past noon, except on Saturday it's noon.
Okay.
Yeah, I close at noon.
And what are the library opening hours?
It's every Wednesday from 2 to half past 3. And then Saturday morning from half past 10 and until noon. And I'm very happy to say that we have lots of bénévoles that will happily be there to say hi and talk to you.
And
I'm not alone, you know. We are about 9 bénévoles now. That's so, it's great.
9 volunteers, wow.
Yeah, 9 volunteers, and it's a great team. So I'm very...
That's great. And so this will be, the games afternoon will run in conjunction with the library opening hours?
Yeah, well, I'm trying not to do it at the same time, obviously. I can be at the same, I mean, two spots.
In two places
yeah,
at once.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm trying to do that at least once every school holidays.
Okay.
So next time it will be during the big holidays this summer. I don't know when, but look up for
hopefully a big update on the Facebook page.
Exactly.
Great stuff. Okay, Kathy, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.